Sends a man, Groves in motion, toss sweep to Javonte Williams, now reverse to Toe Groves, he'll throw it back to Howell, touchdown Carolina!
That's Jones Angel from the Tar Heel Sports Network. We'll get to my grades for the Panthers game in 15 minutes, because we're now being joined by Carolina quarterback Sam Howell, after that TD catch leading to the massive win in Miami Saturday. And Sam, let's start with that play, that touchdown catch you had. What was the success rate of it when you were practicing it in the weeks leading up to that game?
Me and Toe Groves have completed it every single time we ran it. So Coach Longo has a lot of confidence in that play. So do we.
Did you do the downward U at practice as well?
Nah, it was just kind of something it just happened in the moment. You know, we didn't practice that, but just the tensions of the game and stuff like that.
Just trying to figure out how close to detail you are at practice, because you know practice makes perfect, right? If you're going to catch the touchdown and put the U down at the game, you might have to do it at practice as well. How badly did you want to pull that out, considering once upon a time, when you commit to Florida State, you're expecting to beat Miami, and when you're at North Carolina in the ACC, Miami's one of those schools you want to beat as well. So was it premeditated at all?
Honestly, not really. I just kind of got caught up with the emotions of the game, and it just kind of happened. You know, some other people on the team were doing it too, so I just kind of joined along with them. But you know, there's really no hatred to Miami. You know, there's no like rivalry in my head or anything like that towards those guys.
All right, defensive coordinators, they're going to be watching that now this year and next year, thinking, how worried should we be about Sam Howell's hands? I think you had a touchdown catch last year as well. Do you think Coach Longo is utilizing your hands enough in this offense?
To be honest, I mean, I personally think I might have the best hands on the team, so I don't think he's utilizing them near as much as he should. So, I mean, I've definitely made several comments to him about getting some more plays involved where I am catching the ball.
Yeah, and that's saying something with Diami, with Daz, with Corrales, with Simmons as well. You got a ton of great weapons to throw the ball to. Sam Howell, Carolina quarterback with the Sierra on Sports Hub Triad. How prepared are you now for the next phase this program's about to step into? You see all the attention, I'm sure, on social media or other places, guys like Fields or Trevor Lawrence, that they receive, because it's not just college football fans watching, it's NFL teams and fans wanting these guys to play for them. This is something you're about to step into, Sam, and I know it's something you probably envisioned. So how prepared are you right now mentally for all the attention you're about to face moving forward?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't think about the attention that much. You know, I don't play the game for the attention. You know, I just love the game and want to be the best player I can be. But you know, I definitely do want to be one of those guys in the spotlight. I've worked my whole life to get to where I am today, and you know, just to have the recognition people are already starting to give me, it's a blessing. It's just, I'm just very thankful that God led me to North Carolina and just has given me all the resources around me that I need to be successful.
In basketball, Sam, players often are recruiting each other, not just in the NBA and college. And since you're in Chapel Hill, I'll use the example about a dozen years ago. North Carolina gets far in the NCAA tournament. They lose before getting to the Final Four. And it's that great group of Hansbrough, it's Danny Green, it's all these guys who could be lottery picks if they decided to go pro, but they came together and said, we're going to make a run at going to a national championship. And then they won it in Detroit. Obviously, you want to hopefully get to the Orange Bowl and have a great finish to this year, but there's a chance you could do something even more special in 2021. Are those discussions already starting?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of focused on winning our bowl game, you know, whatever that game is. You know, there hasn't been much talk just within the team about people leaving and declaring for the NFL. You know, really, we're trying to finish this year off strong. And, you know, whatever people decide to do after this year, you know, I just hope they make a decision that's in their own best interest. But, you know, I mean, we're definitely excited moving forward.
All right.
We have a lot of good young guys coming in too as well. So we're definitely excited about the future of this program.
Number 12 recruiting class that is expected to be signed, and that's exciting to follow as well. Sam Howell with us, Carolina quarterback here, getting set to figure out where they're going to be playing next. It could be the Orange Bowl, Definitely going to be a really good bowl game, and we'll see where their ranking is tomorrow in the college football playoff rankings. See, your coach, Mac Brown, he was with us about a month ago and told us last year when you guys were, you know, not expected to win a ton of games, he was just so thrilled when you guys won, he'd pull out the dance moves. This year, though, he said, you know, we're expected to win a ton of these games now. I'm not going to dance just for any type of win. Was that something you were surprised by when you saw Mac once again bringing back the dance moves?
Yeah, honestly, I was surprised just because we hadn't seen him dance all year, so maybe we thought maybe he was saving it for the bowl game or something like that. But no, it was definitely exciting. You know, that was a big win for our program against a really good football team, a top 10 football team. So yeah, we were all really excited in the locker room. It makes it even better seeing Coach Brown dance like that.
All right. Put on your analyst hat on here. You have so many people breaking down your game, from your release to your decision-making, all the different things that can break down. How would you describe Mac Brown's dance moves to our audience?
I would say very poor. very poor, not much rhythm. I would just say he's got a lot of work to do. I mean, I really don't see much potential either, so I think he has a lot of work to do. I mean, we've been trying to help him, but you know, it's not great.
I understand you're a video gamer. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I play video games a good amount.
Who's your squad in Madden?
You know, I switch it up. You know, I have to make it even for other guys that I play against on the team, so I mix it up a good amount. but really, if I'm playing somebody good and I need to win, I'm going to get Seattle.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This might just be my assumption being wrong here, Sam. You strike me as somebody who throws every single play in Madden. You're not running the ball. No breaks.
It just depends on the game. You know, if it's an important game that someone against a good opponent, I'll run the ball a little bit just to have a little bit of balance, but not usually. I'm throwing the ball 50 times a game.
Who on the team would you characterize the opponent being an important opponent that you're actually worried that you might get beaten? Who on the Tar Heel football team?
A defensive lineman named Jaleel Taylor is my best competition. He's pretty good.
Sam, it was really a spectacular thing to watch over the weekend. Wish you the best of luck in your bowl game. Thanks so much for squeezing the time in for us here in the Triad. Have a happy holiday as well.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.